You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from UBC's Vancouver campus, which is situated on the unceded ancestral territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh Nations. Welcome to Horny Music. I'm your host, Stan. We play music with horns in, brass, sax, the like. Today, we're playing jazz, but new jazz. Fusion jazz. Jazz that's a bit different. Jazz that the people, the youth are listening to. Jazz that's come out recently. Jazz that isn't the same as the classical Miles Davis stuff that you think of when you think jazz. But we will do one of those episodes coming up. We're going to start with a song called Slope by Corto Alto. Thank you. That was Slope by Corto Alto, which means short, tall in Spanish. He's from Glasgow with some Spanish ancestry. Quite a lot of the stuff today is British, which makes sense because quite a lot of the stuff today I've been a fan of for a while. There's some Berlioz coming up later, who I saw live last week or the week before, which was amazing, so I'll talk about that. But we've got Yusuf Days with Raisins Under the Sun now. This is a really nice track. So it's jazz today, and it's kind of modern, different jazz, but should we be calling it jazz? The album that we just heard, or the song we just heard, was from an album called Black Classical Music by Yusuf Days. And this isn't a new term. Miles Davis called jazz black people's classical music. Nina Simone was calling her music black classical music. And Rahsaan Roland Kirk, who was an eccentric mid-20th century like jazz musician, woodwind instrumentalist, played tenor sax, flute, he was calling it black classical music. This next track is called Ode to Rahsaan.
I got started by listening to people that play black classical music, people that I admired all my life. Duke Ellington, Fats Waller, Sidney Bechet, Charles Mingus, John Coltrane, a whole lot of people. I want my music to be called black classical music.
That was Ode to Rahsaan by Berlioz from the album Open This Wall, which came out last year. I was playing this album on repeat on a holiday with my family for like a week and a half last year. So it makes me think of that. But it's just really, I don't know, I feel like it's kind of disparaging to call it easy listening. There's stuff going on. It's not elevator music. It's not Muzak. But it is easy listening. It just falls nicely on my ears. The gig was really nice. Berlioz is a UK, I think he was born in Cape Town and grew up in Cornwall. And Berlioz is not named after the French composer who comes up before him if you Google, but from a character in The Aristocats, the 70s Disney film, which I watched as a kid and loved. I think we played a track from that on the animated film music episode. Go back and listen if you have a moment. It's a nice one. And he's shot up recently, done really, really well for himself. He is kind of like jazz housey. He's a DJ in the gig that I watched. He was on the decks, and then he had a saxophonist and a keyboard player and a drummer that were playing their stuff. And the saxophonist was just bathed in this really nice, was really backlit by this really strong red light with a dry ice machine, making sure that you could only really see him, his face, and his saxophone, not the rest of him. It was kind of magic. It was awesome. I've been listening to this for ages, so it was so nice to see it live. And the cool thing about Berlioz is, well, is it the cool thing? I don't know. I don't think he takes himself very seriously. His Spotify bio just says, if Matisse made house music. But I don't think his online presence is very... He doesn't think too much of himself, which is nice. And I also really like the last track for the recognition from of the guy that I mentioned before, Rassan Roland Kirk. We'll get back to Berlioz later in the episode. But this next track has been... I think I heard this. This is one of... There's a category of songs in my head that I was chatting to someone at CITR like 3 months ago, and I remember like digging into this category of songs specifically when we're showing each other new music. And it's songs that for me, within like in the first 10 seconds, I'm hooked. Like the intro just gets me. And I really like layered harmonies, and I really like brass music. And this next track does both immediately. This is Vocophoria by Zeniel. Oh, Shout out to Ellie, who's listening in. We'll be right back after these ads.
If the news are getting you down or you're tired of scrolling on your phone, Massey Books is the one-stop shop for you. A 100% Indigenous-owned business that is committed to giving back to local charities, community initiatives, and organizations, Massey Books has a vast selection of rare and unique books, as well as a diverse range of books that are from underrepresented authors. You can shop online at masseybooks.com or visit their store on 229 East Georgia Street in Chinatown. They are open 7 days a week from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Wednesday to Saturday, and 12 to 5 from Sunday to Tuesday. Their friendly staff would love to give you a hand to find your new favorite read.
What a beautiful day.
Yeah.
Are you hungry? I think I'm hungry. I think we should get ourselves something nice for our beach day.
Oh yeah?
Oh my god, I know the perfect place. Cockney King's Fish and Chips is literally just around the corner. We should go there. It is the best fish and chips in Vancouver.
Oh my god, yes, absolutely. Let's go right now.
Cockney King's Fish and Chips, Kitsilano. On Cornwall Avenue, between Cypress and Walnut. It's the best fish and chips in town, but don't take our word for it. Try it yourself. If Kitsilano isn't your neighborhood, check out Cockney King's in Burnaby or New Westminster.
Hell yeah, fish and chips. British culture, fish and chips, local chippy. I have some good conversations recently. Well, I think they're funny, with some Canadians about the existence of a food item called a chip butty, which is a sandwich with chips as the filling. And chips are not crisps. They're not the thin, round, fried thing. It's not Walkers, it's not Lay's. They're thick and they're often cooked in like beef dripping or vegetarian alternatives, and they're really delicious. But it's very, very hard to defend yourself when you've shown someone a picture of a sandwich that is just two slices of white bread with thick cut chips and some ketchup in. And I got laughed at, but I held my ground because they're absolutely delicious. And if you ever make your way over to the UK, this is a general recommendation. Try chip butty out, especially if you've been drinking, and get fish and chips with scraps, or get chips and scraps. Scraps are the little bits of batter that fall off the fish just through the when it's being moved around, and they're absolutely delicious. Anyway, this is a show about music, not fish and chips, although maybe I should. Anyway, we just had Vocaphoria by Zaniel. I think it stood up to its immediate hook that I was mentioning before, because Kira came in and asked what the song was called, because it's such a cool song. I love that song. It's great. And a really, really nice trumpet later on. I like how it changes throughout. Anyway, we've got another Corto Alto short tall track coming up now. This is Latency from the album Bad With Names.
Thank you.
nice quick ending there. That was Latency by Corto Alto. You're listening to Horny Music on CITR 101.9 FM. We're playing songs that are definitely described accurately when called jazz, but maybe aren't completely encapsulated by that bit of fusion stuff, and all very recent. So we're moving on to a track. I can't remember where I found this, but these people are from Zurich, and originally... I got an original background in like beat making and electronic music, but then spent loads and loads of time playing with local jazz musicians and came up with also, which birthed a live band project with a lot of improvisation and mixing stuff up. I love listening to improvisation. I would love playing it, I think, but it's really hard. I've probably talked about this before, but the grade system for learning instruments, at least in the UK, is called ABRSM, and it goes 1 to 8, and then you're really good, and then you do like performance diplomas and you become a teacher, all of that stuff. And I got set back a bit with braces, and then set back more by the fact that you have to learn something called grade 5 theory in order to do your grade 6, which is basically like a repeat of the music classes you do in the end of high school. I don't know what like A-level music. And the alternative to that that lots of people do is just do jazz grades instead, where you don't have to do the really boring theory. It's fun theory because you get to play. But golly, is improvising difficult. My teacher was walking me through it over and over and over again. And sometimes it would sound really nice. And sometimes it just sounds horrible. But it's when it does work, it's so fun. I so understand. I mean, people sometimes say that jazz music is music made by musicians for other musicians. People that often jazz feels more inaccessible, and I think it can be a bit snooty, especially people sort of clinging on to like classical jazz. I'm thinking also a little bit of like La La Land. Ryan Gosling's character in La La Land is just in love with traditional jazz to an almost isolating extent. But yeah, the nice stuff about some of the things we're playing today is that they've made their way through, and they're a bit different, but I think that's okay. There's a space for classical jazz. There's a space for black classical music, as it might be a better name for it. But there's also space for stuff that's a bit different. I mean, because when jazz first made its way into the world, it was very different. It was counterculture. People didn't like it. It was the devil's music. And now it's not sanitized, but there's definitely people that cling on to the sort of rules that were formed when jazz first formed as keeping them rigid and pure. And I mean, music is weird, isn't it? There's so many different names for different genres. Human beings love categorizing things, but it's never that simple. We like categorizing ourselves into different categories and categorizing music, but there's so many different names for music, and every single piece is different. So I think I'm happy calling all of this jazz, knowing that it's a very wide umbrella. But this next band is called Okvisho, and this track is called Between Us. Some really nice drums in that one. That was Between Us by Okvcho. I think that's how you pronounce that. We're back to Berlioz. The only other thing I think I have to say about Berlioz is that I think it works really well as a stepping stone to more eccentric jazz music. It's very accessible. Some people bash his music because of that, like it's been dumbed down or something, which I think is kind of is a bit haughty. It's easy to look down on other people, but I don't know. I still have not managed to get my way into listening to metal yet, and I would like to, but it just doesn't. I haven't put the time in yet, but I think often you need someone who does it a bit more gently, and I get Berlioz is very accessible, and linking it to house music, playing like Boiler Room sets, has worked. He's I know people that listen to, I introduced him to Berlioz, and he is now listening to more cool jazz stuff that's way out there. I really like this track from, again, the most recent album, Open This Wall. This is called Joycelyn's Dance. And we're back. That was Joycelyn's Dance by Berlioz. And we're on to a personal favourite of mine, Ezra Collective. Ezra Collective are awesome. They, again, are definitely jazz, but they're also definitely Afrobeat, and they're funky and really high energy. And these guys are awesome. And these guys won the Mercury Prize in 2023, which was the first time a jazz act had ever won a Mercury Prize. Always a jazz and folk act, jazz or folk act, will be nominated, But it would just be... They'd never win. It would just be like, yeah, we nominated them, so they're included. And that was a big deal. And to tell you a little bit more about the Mercury Prize, because it's quite cool, Seth in the studio, knowledgeable Seth, who runs Album Club on Mondays at 11 a.m. I'm not sure if it's on next week, but it might be. And here he is now to tell you about the Mercury Prize.
Hello. Hey, Stan. It's nice to be here.
Hey, Seth.
This is a little on the spot, but I'll ramble on about the Mercury Prize for 30 seconds. It's the prize awarded every year to the best British album. There are 12 nominees, and just to be nominated for the Mercury Prize is an incredible honour. Everyone who is nominated gets an award just for being nominated, because it is such a incredible thing, and then one of them ends up taking home the Mercury Prize itself. A few random facts. The only artist to have won twice is PJ Harvey, one of which was for Stories from the City, Stories from the Sea. I can't remember what the other one was for. A fair few artists have been nominated multiple times, but she's the only one to have won it twice or more. There is a weird... I think it was Primal Scream, Screamadelica that won it.
That's such a good album.
First, I think they were the first winners. If not, they were very early. There is a bit of a curse that comes with the Mercury Prize. There's been a fair few artists, like Primal Scream, like Arlo Parks, who have won the Mercury Prize for their debut album. And then the following album to the Mercury Prize winning debut is just a bit eh. So it's an incredibly prestigious thing. And one of my pipe dreams is to one day in some manner be involved in a Mercury Prize winning album. I don't care what form that comes, but one day I'd like to in some way claim that I had some small part in a Mercury Prize, at least nominated album.
That'd be cool.
But it is a bit of a curse if it's your debut, but historically speaking.
There's so many people that have, like Alt J, Dizzy Rascal, Arctic Monkeys.
Yep.
Big people winning this thing.
Yeah. I should say Arlo Parks, Collapse in Sunbeams, which came out in maybe 2020 or 2021, is one of my favourite albums ever.
2021.
It won in 21. It might have come out in 2020. But it might also have come out in 21. Anyway, and I remember that album coming out and saying at the time, this is a special album. It's going to win something. And then it won the Mercury Prize.
Then you had a part in this.
Rarely felt so vindicated. So yeah, go listen to Claps and Sunbeams at some point. But yeah, always keep an eye out for, and like you say, there's always like a folky album or something a bit different in there, but it's very rare that they actually end up taking the prize. So it was really cool to see Ezra Collective take it last year. I think it was well deserved. And
2023.
Did Self Esteem win it? The year before that?
No, so this is my segue into my favourite album that's won the Mercury Prize, which is Little Sims.
I was going to say,
Sometimes I Might Be Introvert, won in 2022, and that's like my number one album of all time. Michael Kiwanuka won in 2020, and that's a fantastic album. Really recommend listening to that. And then English Teacher won last year, and I was playing that out there from Leeds, where I'm from. They don't have any horns in their music, so unfortunately, I will never be playing them on the show because I stick to my own rules weirdly rigidly. But This Could Be Texas by English Teacher is a wonderful album, and also, I think me and Seth were both listening to it before it won the Mercury Prize, were we?
Or, I was.
Yeah, I don't think we hopped on the bandwagon afterwards. We're really cool. We like listened to it before it was big. Anyway, and Ezra Collective, I think, actually, there you go. Ezra Collective's most recent album, which is called Dance No One's Watching, did really well. So they broke the curse, the Mercury Prize curse. This track isn't from, you know what's, this track is from this album. I've changed my mind. We're changing the playlist. This is God Gave Me Feet for Dancing, featuring Yasmin Lacey.
Search for something real, and I need mine to get me started. Something to get me started. Got to get me started. Thank you. started. God gave me feet for dancing. 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 Give me baseline. Give me dollar wine. God gave me feet for dancing. And that's exactly what I'll do. Give me high life. Give me good times. God gave me feet for dancing.
That was Ezra Collective, God Gave Me Feet for Dancing, featuring Yasmin Lacey from their most recent album. Those of you that listen to this show regularly will know that we have trouble with a particularly persistent individual who keeps disrespecting the theme, breaking onto our property, and playing a track that doesn't fit, and we call him the Trespasser, and we don't like him at all. Previously, he's climbed a fence, so he doubled the height. He's climbed a tree, jumped over the fence, so he cut down all the trees in a mile radius. Then he pole vaulted the fence, so he made it higher than the Olympic record for pole vaulting. Then he got some wire cutters and just cut a hole in the fence. So now I've hired some guards, which should deal with the problem. And you won't have to worry about... Oh, he's back. It's fine. He's talking to my favorite guard, Steve. Huh. It looks like he's flirting with... I think he's flirting with... Steve is blushing. Steve had his heart broken recently. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, the kiss. Oh, no. Okay. Well, he's just kissed Steve, nicked the key off of Steve's belt, waved him goodbye. Steve is absolutely not on this plane of existence right now. He doesn't get a lot of attention. He's very insecure. I love him. And he's opened the door in the fence and walked. And he's playing. I'm so sorry, guys.
It appears to be the sun's gone down. It's a strange fruit that I have found. Nothing's ever really appealed to me. Maybe a while.
I'm really sorry, guys. I'm gonna have to let Steve go as well, which is a shame. But I think I'm gonna help him get back on his feet with some therapy. He's really insecure, and he didn't need that. It's another knock to his self confidence. That sounded like 30 by Mooka from the album Blue Moon Bossa. I think maybe the Trespasser was being a bit nice to Steve by playing something that slightly aligned more with this week's theme, but I'm not calling that one jazz because the Trespasser played it, and I hate that guy. But what I realized earlier is that I added too many songs to this week's play thing, so I'm cutting one of them out, and we're going to go into some Ezra Collective right after this ad break.
Are you a writer?
Listener?
Dreamer?
Music nerd?
Want to cover artists?
Visit venues?
Write something?
Events?
Personal essays?
Anything?
Submit to Discorder magazine and then take it a step further on Hail Discordia with your hosts, Zoe
and Izzy. Hail Discordia is an audio translation of Discorder magazine. We interview writers, play music and soundscapes, and do a deep dive of each zine issue. Hail Discordia plays at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on the third Thursday of every month on CITR 101.9 FM.
Submit something for the magazine and come onto the show, or just tune in and listen. We promise it's worth it.
TransCare BC works to enhance the coordination of trans health services across the province and offer expanded health services to support transgender communities. They are doing this by developing gender-affirming client-centered models of service, ensuring access to gender-affirming and supportive healthcare that is equitable and available, and supporting network development to make sure trans and gender-diverse individuals, their families, and healthcare providers have access to information, resources, and support. Check out phsa.ca to learn more about this program and lend your voice to help create an inclusive and supportive system for trans members of our community.
And we're back, and we've made our way to the last track, sadly. I really hope you've enjoyed listening to this week's episode of Horny Music. The theme has been kind of modern jazzy stuff. I'll refine that when it goes up on the website. All of the back episodes are available on citr.ca/horny music, I think, something like that, and it'll come up. And if you want to get in touch with any songs you like playing, something you want for a theme, we have hornymusicshow@gmail.com as an email and @hornymusicshow on Instagram. Please get in touch. I'll get right back to you. And we're going to end with another Ezra Collective track. This is Dark Side Rhythm, and I will see you next week. Also, stay tuned for Dunkin' Donuts coming up next on CITR 101.9 FM.